A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Yuma Chaf Hei, Yuma 25A, pagination page 49. We've been dealing with the topic of a pious, a lottery, in the Beis HaMikdash to assign the honors to do the service. We discussed the first avoda of the first pious, which was litrom es hamizbeach, to take the ash from the mizbeach, and that was in the first mishnah in the beginning of the perek. Our gemara is going to discuss hapayis hasheni, the second pious, the second lottery, which can be found about 20 lines from the bottom of the page. Hapayis Hashenin, you have a list here, Mishochet, Mizorek, who's going to bring the carbon tamid, as well as who's going to fix the menorah, the lamps, in the morning. The Mizbeach Panimi, the Medashenes HaMenorah, and bring the carbon from where it was after the Shechita, to the Kevesh, to bring it ultimately to the Mizbeach, to the top, to be burnt. What I wanted to start off with tonight is how the pious took place. What did they do to effectuate this lottery? And as we learned, we picked up little tidbits of information. We'll try to make it a little bit cohesive now. So, starting from the top of the page, count down about 20 lines. The first word on the line is b'ma'arava, and then we begin. The Gemara tells us that they went into the Lishkas Hagozis, the same room that the Sanhedrin would meet during the day, and they entered this room, which was very close. The Sanhedrin has to be Eitzel HaMizbeach, near the Mizbeach. So they walked out of the Azara, the courtyard where the big Mizbeach was. They went into the Lishkas Hagozis, into this special room. V'akohanim mukafim, and the Kohanim would surround V'omdim, and they would stand Kimin Buchlior, like a circle. V'amemuneba, and the appointee in charge of the Beis HaMikdash, he would come. He would take the hat off of one of the Kohanim in this circle. V'yodim, and everybody would know from that action, shemimenu payis maschil, that from that person the lottery will begin. And what was the lottery? So Rashi told us on the first Mishnah of the Perek that the Memuna, not the same person as would take off the hat, a different person, but someone would choose a number, according to Rashi, that exceeded the number of Kohanim that were there. A number, 60, 100, it makes no difference, a very high number. That's how Rashi worded it. And then they would count the fingers, and they would count until they got through the Kohanim, and the person who the number would land on would be the first Kohen of the new sequence of this lottery. The Gemara is going to explain that they didn't do a new lottery for each of the 13 people in the second pious, but rather, from that first person, the remaining people became his partners in doing the service assigned to the second pious. Now, one of the intriguing questions that we'd like to address is, why of all things do they take off the hat from the Kohen to decide that he's going to be the first one in the count? Certainly one can say they had to do something that made it clear to everybody so there would be transparency and everybody would know who they're starting from. But still, one would think that there would be a little bit more depth in an activity that's being done in the Beis HaMikdash. Why are you taking off his hat? So it occurred to me that one approach could possibly be that the person from whom they start is one person who can rest pretty assured that he's not going to get chosen. And if we assume that that could be an acceptable reasoning, and that would be either if we don't go like Rashi, who says that you take a number that exceeds the number of Kohanim that are there. The Rambam doesn't seem to mention that the number that they choose has to exceed the number of Kohanim that are there. So if it doesn't exceed the number of Kohanim, then the person from whom you start is highly unlikely that he's going to get chosen. Or even if you go like Rashi, that they're choosing a number that exceeds the number of Kohanim there, but each person can put out one finger or two. So unless he picks a number that's double the number of Kohanim there, it's again somewhat unlikely that he's going to get all the way back in the circle to where he started. If we assume that that logic is true, that it's unlikely for him to be chosen, then taking off his hat might be symbolically the beginning, the first step of disrobing from the Big Day Kahuna, which we know is what happened next. According to Rav Sheshes, they came with their Big Day Kahuna ready to do the Avodah, and presumably the vast majority of the Kohanim that showed up for the pious are not going to get chosen. And as we saw yesterday, they're going to have to be assisted in getting back into weekday clothing. They didn't just wear the Big Day Kahuna if they weren't doing Avodah. So perhaps taking off the hat was the first step. It was symbolically like, this morning, you're the unlikely person to possibly get the Avodah, and he took off his hat. It's interesting, as part of the research, to be aware that the Rambam seems to indicate they took off his hat, umachzira, and then put it back, or gave it back to him. And again, an intriguing question, what was the significance of taking off the hat? In any case, they did take off the hat, and taking off the hat, according to Tosfos, had major ramifications. Take a look at the bottom Tosfos. Tosfos asks, Tema, I'm in wonderment. Kevan debo inan pious bekodesh, since you need to do this lottery in a holy area, ready to do the avoda, amay lohoye mafaisin ba'azara atzma. Why indeed did they walk into the Lishkas Hagozis, an adjoining room? Why didn't they simply do the pious right here in the Azara, where they were going to do the service, the next things that are on the list? They're going to do Shechita on the Karban Tamid, so do the pious right there in the same place. Why are they walking off to the Lishkas Hagozis? Ve'omer Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam says, it has to do with the taking off of the hat. Kevan denota mitznefto shalachot mehen, since they're taking off the hat of one of them, it's a degrading thing to have him standing without his mitznefes, without a head covering, in the courtyard. At least if you're going to do it, walk off to the adjoining room to take off your hat. Interestingly, the Azara did not have a roof, which may also be a factor over here, because we're told that one of the nisim in the Beis HaMikdash was that the rain did not put out the fire on the Mizbeach. Well, if it had a roof and a second story and a third story, of course the rain doesn't put out the fire. The chiddush was that there was no roof, and nevertheless the rain didn't put out the fire. So there was no roof over there, but in the Lishkas Hagozis, where he's going to take off his hat, there was a roof. It may or may not be a factor, but the fact is, he wasn't in the Azara taking off his hat. Now, someone showed me that in one of the picture books, they have a picture of the Kohen with his hat off wearing a yarmulke. Now, that is extremely intriguing because it is unlikely that he wore a yarmulke because he was dressed in the big day kahuna, and to put on a yarmulke, well, I don't know if they got him the yarmulke or they think he was wearing a yarmulke anyway, but you're not allowed to wear any garment beyond what's prescribed. That's yitur begodim. So that becomes another angle of unlikely that he was wearing a yarmulke, and the minig originally was that a yarmulke was not strictly required. It was proper to wear. It's yira shamayim, yore me'alokai, but a yarmulke is not intrinsically required, and he took off his hat, and his hat was off. So there's a lot to think about here, but Tosfos says that the reason it was done outside the Azara was because part of this service is, I don't know, part of the service, but part of the process was to take off the mitznefes, and that could not be done properly in the Azara. They had to walk off to the Lishkas Hagozis. Just to squeeze in the second answer of Tosfos, phenomenal trivia here. For Rav Rabbeinu Yitzchak Bar Baruch Pirish, he gives a different reason why they couldn't do this pious in the Azara. Mushim Dahava Kaimi Kivuch Lior, because they're standing in a circle. V'mayum Afaisim Ba'Azara, if they would have done it Ba'Azara, it would turn out that some of the people would be Achareim El Heichal Hashem, with their backs to the Heichal, to the Aron. You can't do that in the Azara. And therefore, if they want to make a circle, they have to go do it in the Lishkas Hagozis, which again probes the question, so why did it have to be a circle? You could do a semicircle. I could also count people or count their fingers or whatever you want me to do, I could do. But for whatever it is, Tosfos says, these are reasons why it was moved to the Lishkas Hagozis and did not take place in the Azara itself. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.